have a major development here this morning. Well, I'm having a little fun with this, but the Salvation Army's majors, Larry and Julie Feist. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Gosh, you have an announcement for us today, and this is a major announcement.
It is. We are, every May, the Salvation Army announces its change of appointments, and this year, Julie and I are on that list, and we're going to be leaving, and we're going to be going to Eureka, California.
Really?
Yeah. Ah. So we're trading the shoveling snow to shoveling sand.
Eureka's a beautiful place.
It is.
Yeah, we have, I worked with a radio station down there as a consultant years ago and would travel there, and it was just, it's a beautiful combination of the kind of weather and the kind of forestry we have here, and yet you've got the ocean.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're excited about the being near the ocean.
And, I think, let's see here, you're having trouble, aren't you, hearing?
Yeah.
Are you?
Right, there we go.
Does that help a little?
Yeah.
Okay. So give us some parting thoughts here. You guys have done so well here in Kalispell.
It really is mixed emotions because Kalispell has been a beautiful place with lots of generous people. And these moments are always hard. We've had to go through this in a couple of places, but the generosity of the people of the Flathead is unmatchable.
So why does the Salvation Army move people who have been so darn successful here?
Well, there's lots of different reasons why they move people. Needs arise different places. One of the things with us going to Eureka, we're going to be closer to Julie's dad, who's not doing well right now. So that's kind of helpful for us.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Yeah.
One of the commitments about being a Salvation Army, when you sign up for the job, so to speak. The commitment of being an officer includes moving your family frequently and accepting reassignments. And a lot of it is based on career development and filling the needs of Salvation Army locations. So there is a need in Eureka that our skill set matches. And so we'll go there and then they will bring somebody here whose skill set will match a need here.
You know, that seems to me one of the first conversations we had when you came here to Kalispell is that they brought you here because of your skill set. What help us understand what that was, Larry.
From the experiences we've had being in Lake Havasu and being in Orville, the different experiences prepared us to come to Kalispell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you'll remember, when we came, unfortunately, the officer in our position passed away. And one of the things that might have been helpful for us, good or bad, is we had experienced a lot of loss in our family. And so it's like, okay, so we could help people through this situation. Mm-hmm. And so it's just one appointment builds on the next and on the next, mm-hmm. on the next.
Seems to me, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but there was a certain organizational skill that the two of you brought to the Flathead, and it appears to have been very successful.
Yeah, we have enjoyed our time here. It's not over yet. We have about a month and a half, we do what we are supposed to do, meet people where they are, and try and help them to become better.
What's the biggest challenge that you've seen here in your time at Kalispell?
Well, you know, when we first arrived, we arrived in April of 2020. So we were just at that very peak of COVID. And so there was still a lot of need, but there weren't a whole lot of resources and not the ability to do things the traditional way. So we really had to adapt the way we did things. We were still able to do the services we did. We just had to change things up a little. So the meals we served had to be served to go. And when we did our shower and laundry program, we had to bring people into the building one at a time and do things a little different. So we couldn't have people waiting their turn inside the building. We had to have them outside and let one person in, sanitize everything, then bring the next person in.
Oh my gosh.
So it was it was way different, but we were able to get things done. And then when things started to reopen, we actually had to present a re-engagement plan to our leadership team at our headquarters and say, okay, this is how we're going to do things, and then reintroduce things slowly. And by the time we were able to reopen our dining room and reopen things and see people and take the mask off and see smiles again, that's when we knew that things were going to be okay.
Larry, you had a thought on that?
We just had to do business differently.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
change the way we did it and made it work to where we still help people.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, just thinking here of all the things that you do, the summer camp, this is the big project right now, and you're going to, are you going to be able to see this project through before you leave?
Unfortunately, we are going to be planning it, but we're not going to be carrying it out.
Okay.
Whoever takes our position will be carrying that out.
You have no idea who that is going to be?
At this point, we don't. I believe we're going to find out in the middle of June.
Okay.
It's going to be a newbie, a new officer. So we find out the middle of June.
We already have kids signed up for camp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have some more spots, so we still have room to bring some more kids. But new officers will be the ones that will get them to camp and we'll pick them up from camp. Which is actually a really good thing, because then those kids will have the opportunity to meet the new officer, and the new officer has an opportunity to meet them. And so through the drive to and from camp, they all get to engage with each other, which is the perfect way to get to know the people you're going to be around.
Larry, and you and I have discussed the homeless situation here in the Flathead, and the Salvation Army has been a key element in helping people who are homeless. I'd like to get your thoughts on how we're doing in that area.
Well, I think we're doing the best that we can, and we're helping those who really want the help. I believe there's going to be always those people that don't want the help. They want the help, but they don't want the help. They don't want to meet coming to the guidelines. Mm-hmm. And it's an ongoing thing. I don't know if there's an easy solution to it, but working with the Warming Center, with working with this Good Samaritan House, and we're all trying to work together to make it a better place for the homeless people. And so it's an ongoing.
Have you ever seen it like this before? In your work, in your ministry?
Obviously, yes, because we've been in much bigger cities where it's a lot bigger. We've seen it in L.A., where there's no comparison to here. I think the last time I heard, the number of homeless people in Kalispell is right around 500 or 700, between 500 and 700. And that's a lot of people for this small town.
Sure.
But we try to do the best we can with the resources we have within the community.
And you have been very effective at feeding people.
Yes, we do two meals a day, breakfast and lunch, Monday through Friday. And while we do breakfast and lunch, we during the week, we go to the different grocery stores and we get the grocery rescue items where they're going to be thrown away, and they give them to us and we give them to people. And so we, over the last 4 years, we've given out 20,300 grocery bags or food boxes.
Wow.
And that's for whomever comes through the door and needs something, and we can give that to them. We also help them with showers. Somebody can come and do a shower every Monday through Friday. And over the last 4 years, we've done just over 6,000 showers. A lot of showers.
Yeah. And that's a lot of need.
Yeah. And then we also obviously have the laundry. And we've had just under 3,000 loads of laundry in 4 years. Now, that might not sound a lot, but it really is a lot. Yeah. And it's there for whomever. Don't cost anything.
Well, I just kind of want to give you guys an opportunity, since this is probably the last time we're going to be able to talk with you on the air. We'll start with you, Julie. Just kind of a free form of consciousness. You can say anything you want.
You know, one of the things that I really love about the Salvation Army, and last week we really got to share this with a lot of people. Last week was National Salvation Army Week, and we had our territorial leaders, Commissioners Doug and Colleen Riley from our territorial headquarters in Los Angeles come out, and we had the opportunity to thank and honor our donors and our volunteers. And Commissioner Riley reminded us of sort of the history in the Salvation Army with our founder, William Booth, walking the streets of the East End of London with his son and seeing the poor, the hungry, the needy, sleeping on the streets and under the bridges in London, much like our homeless sleeping in the parks and near the river. Just like today, things haven't changed a whole lot. And he said to his son, do something. And since that time, that's been what the Salvation Army's mission has been, to do something for those. And he had talked about how people are still coming up to him all these years later, saying, you know, I remember my grandfather or my auntie or somebody in my family saying that the Salvation Army helped me at this point in time. And every year when I'm ringing a bell, somebody will come up and say, you know, my grandpa was in the war, and he always told me about the Salvation Army doing something for him when he was in need. And so the stories that we still hear today about the Salvation Army doing something is what keeps me going. What keeps me doing something is because we know we make a difference because we keep hearing the stories. And so if I can, you know, just reiterate and continue to do the work, whether it's in Kalispell or Eureka or anywhere else the Salvation Army feels free or feels necessary to send me, if I can do anything that makes a difference in anybody's life at any point in time, that's where I want to be.
Do you ever find that the need is just overwhelming?
Yes, I do. And sometimes I go to bed, and sometimes I even go to my office, and I'll tell my husband, sometimes I want to go to my office, sit on the floor, and just cry.
Yeah.
But then God gives me that little energy boost that keeps me going for one more day, because there's still someone else that still needs something.
And Larry, your turn.
It's interesting, for 160 years we've been doing something in around the world. And in Kalispell, I believe we've been doing it for 129 years. And so we want to continue to do something to meet people where they are and to make them make it a better place for them. So we move on, and we ask Flathead to welcome the new officers with the love and respect that you've shown us. Remember, together we're better.
Larry, Julie, thank you so much for all that you have done in your ministry here with the Salvation Army. We wish you nothing but the greatest success in Eureka, California. If you're ever in Eureka, stop by the Salvation Army and see Larry and Julie Feist for at least the next couple of years.
Yes. Yeah, we got 6 years to retire, so hopefully we'll be there that long.
Okay. You guys, thank you so much for all
that
you do.
Thank you, John. Thank you.